This is Senator Al Simpson. Today's the day the tax bill comes due. But I have a couple of thoughts for Ted Kennedy on the whole process. We'll face off after this. Well, Ted, this is April 15th, and I have a novel proposition for you. A law to say that we folks who write the tax laws ought to be required to fill out our own tax returns. We in Congress might then think twice before enacting tax laws that are so complex and confusing. I voted against the tax reform measure. And while you're pondering that suggestion, Ted, don't you think you could hop aboard the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights? That's the legislation designed to put taxpayers on a more equal footing with the Internal Revenue Service. Taxpayers could also recover all of their reasonable costs incurred by them during an administrative or judicial proceeding if they are right and the IRS is wrong. The bottom line? Making the IRS more responsive to the taxpayer. After all, Ted, most Americans work the first 4 months of the year just to get to the break-even point. Are you ready to help them?
Al, I say give the reforms a chance. The first year under any new regime is always the hardest, Al. Writing tax laws is complicated and unpleasant stuff. But the loudest howls, Al, are not caused by the law's complexity. They're from people paying higher taxes because they've lost their loopholes under the old loophole-ridden law. 70% of the taxpayers came out ahead, but 30% who don't are doing 70% of the complaining, and that includes some of the fattest loophole artists. I'm all for Senator David Pryor's Taxpayer Bill of Rights, Al. Law-abiding taxpayers deserve a fairer shake from the IRS. Be clear about one thing, though, Al. The Taxpayer's Bill of Rights doesn't give Al Simpson or any other taxpayer the right to keep a loophole. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again on Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.